Thank you very much, choir, for that wonderful opening, you might say, an introduction to our worship service today. I would like to say good morning and welcome to all of you who are in our sanctuary today and all of those who are listening over the radio and the internet. We're glad that you're here with us in our service this morning. And we also hope that you may experience, of course, the love, the power, and the comfort of God's Word. And that's why we come, to hear God's Word and the power of His Word. And if you're a visitor today with us, if you'll please fill out the registration card. It's attached to the church bulletin. And if you'll please drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Tumbleson would like to thank you for worshiping with us today. And you'll be able to find an outline of today's sermon in your bulletin. Our scripture of the month is also found in your bulletin. In James chapter 1, verse 25, it says, "But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does." Amen. And now let us praise the Lord together with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laurel. Would you like to lead us in singing, please?
Thanks, Wayne. Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for joining us and worshiping our Lord. Hope you had a good 4th of July. I know a lot of men and women suffered, right, and died so we can be free. So we're so thankful for that. And then our Lord Jesus died for us so we can be spiritually free. Amen? Amen. So why don't we sing our first hymn, number 32, Blessed Be the Name. We'll sing the first and the last stanzas. Second hymn, number 287, Like a River Glorious. Number 287. We'll sing the first and the third.
Thank you.
why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 272, The Solid Rock. Why don't we all rise as we sing our last hymn, 272, The Solid Rock.
Remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, knowing that in Christ we have our hope and our strength. In Christ we have peace and salvation. We read in the scriptures in Psalm 73 where it says, "But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works." Father, we do enter into your presence seeking to draw near to you, that you might draw near to us, seeking that you might strengthen us and enable us to declare all of your works from the beginning to the end, your righteousness, your holiness, your mercy, and your grace through faith in Christ. And we pray for your divine spirit to be upon the people of Bethel and the families of Bethel and our neighborhoods and even our nation and the world, Lord, that your people who are called by your name would seek your face, would humble themselves before you, and would pursue growing in the wisdom and the knowledge of our Lord. That those who do not know you would hear of your transforming power by your people through love and care for them, and that this country, who is built upon the gospel of Jesus Christ, would remember its foundation. It is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and hope and faith in him. And Lord, we know that you are the great physician, and you are the great healer, the only healer of our souls. And we pray for your strengthening spirit and for your healing power, especially, the Lord, with those that are dealing with cancer, Christine Vatune and Bill Frenger and Jim Floyd, who also needs to know you, Lord. As well, we pray for Bob Jones, for his knee replacement, for Joshua and Jordan Yalde, for strength to walk. It was great to see them on Wednesday, and pray for them to receive your strength and your might. We pray for Joseph Bedotto. He was recently in the hospital. And we pray for your healing power upon him and his rejoicing in the blessings that come from you. And I pray as well for Philomena Laura, who is also suffering again from shingles, that you would strengthen her body and guide her mind more clearly unto you in your grace. And we pray for your wisdom and guidance for those seeking to understand your will, Lord. For the Praters as they try to understand the housing situation and where they will be. For Bethel itself, for our facilities as we look to build up this place and sell off our vineyard property. And for the works of ministry, that you would use us to grow and expand in the people of Morgan Hill, San Martin, and Gilroy. And Lord, we pray for your blessing upon the missionaries that we have throughout the world. For Carl and Ruth Knott, and serving in Spain, Eusebio Marixa Perez, also serving in Spain. For Giovanni and Barbara Vandano, serving in Guatemala. Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Jose and Diane Avila, serving in Latin America. Informed Choices, reaching the women of Morgan Hill, San Martin, and Gilroy. And Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe. And Fred and Carol Lewis, serving at the Worldview Center in Portland. Pray for them to be strengthened by your word and by your spirit to accomplish your will, that the kingdom of God would grow and expand. We pray for your blessing upon the offering we're about to receive, that it be used for your honor and your glory, for the expansion of the gospel, that more would know you and that more would rejoice in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
could go on for a couple more songs like that. You know, I used to be in the choir. I almost stood up and started singing with them. When it got to that Jesus, I love that song. But since they kicked me out, couldn't carry a note. Can barely read. But thank you once again, choir, for that wonderful, wonderful singing. Boy, that really got us going. And now we're going to get going with the Word of God. And today, Ramil is going to be our pastor. He's going to be teaching us today in the book of Thessalonians, chapter 2. The second book of Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. If you'll turn in your Bibles to 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's Word. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our Lord and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Let us bow with a word of prayer, please. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, today may we lift up your Son so that the whole world may know him. Lord, may you today speak to us through your word. Lord, we want to know you more and more. May we surrender to you our will, as our Lord Jesus surrendered his will to you in the Garden of Gethsemane, when all mankind's soul hang in the balance. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for making that decision to honor your Father's will and not do your own. And your will was done, Father, when your Son said, my will be done. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your Son, and we thank you, Jesus, for going to the cross and paying for the sins of all mankind who put their faith in you. And Heavenly Father, today as we come, may you bless the ones in the sanctuary here today, Lord, and those who are listening over the radio and the internet, Lord, and bless our Pastor Ramil, Lord, as he brings our message. And Lord, again, we thank you for planting the church in eternity past. And thank you, Jesus, for paying for the church. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for protecting the church. In Jesus' name, amen.